Welcome to today's 10 with Ben podcast about real estate in the new world. I'm sitting here in February. It's beautiful outside. It's actually a 60-degree day here in Chicago. And I read just the other day that it's the warmest February on record, which makes me very excited about spring. And today we have a great guest, Aaron Letzizer, who's the co-founder of OB Insurance. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, so Aaron, before we jump in today, just why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and then also your journey that brought you to starting OB Insurance?
Yeah, so I originally started OB with my brother Ryan. His background was real estate, private equity. Mine was in insurance. I first got my insurance license in college just to hustle my friends for their car insurance, their auto insurance, some renter's insurance. It was good beer money on the weekend. And for the longest time, Ryan, you know, my brother and I did some real estate investing together, and he was constantly complaining about the insurance process. He felt like it was opaque, felt like it was a black hole, felt like it was one of the largest line item expenses that he had, but the one that he had the least amount of control and insight into. He could move to a different property manager. He could get a different vendor. He could evaluate pricing on everything except for insurance. He always felt like it was just kind of this PDF that came to him a couple of weeks before renewal and really didn't know the levers to be able to pull. So that's really where OB came from at the end of the day. We're now an insurance technology company that is specifically focused on real estate investors in the space, making that process easier, in many cases instantly bindable, and just a lot more transparent, something that people can really sit there and feel like they get to take a lot of ownership over.
Got it. And so what, you know, you said that the process was one of those things that just kind of was sprung on you at the end, or where you didn't really have choices. How has OB changed that?
Yeah, you know, so right now, we have certain segments of our market that you can get an instantly bindable rate on. So if you've got a residential real estate investment portfolio, primarily anywhere in the country, you know, I'm not going to guarantee an instant quote if you're buying a mansion on the beach in Miami, yeah. But most other places, about 95% of other rental properties in the U.S., you can get an instantly bindable rate. And what we wanted to be able to do was really two things. One was utilize technology where we didn't have to ask a lot of the questions that mm-hmm. otherwise, you know, you and I are typically, you know, used to. Many of your listeners probably are. You're filling out an insurance application on a PDF. You're filling out a spreadsheet of you know, a statement of values. When was it built? How many square feet is it? In today's day and age, I shouldn't have to ask you that. That's table yeah. stakes, right? That there is technology and there are data that's out there that can make that easy. So I don't have to ask you those questions. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, as you get to that checkout page, instead of going back to your agent and asking them for 10 or 15 or 20 different combinations, right? I want a different deductible. I want to add different coverages. I want to change my limits, right? Every one of those, that poor agent has to go back to the carrier and ask for those. And that underwriter's not going to want to do it because their systems are just as antiquated, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're not going to want to print out 20 different combinations for you.
Yep.
And so we wanted to use technology where we could digitize that underwriting model. So that way, Ben, you could sit there and you could price out what a $1,000 deductible looks like. What does $10,000, what does $25,000 look mm-hmm. like, right? Do you want full replacement cost, or are you okay with a check if something happens, right? Do you have debt on the property? What's your, you know, what are your lender requirements? And then also, most importantly, we take a real estate investor's view on insurance. So we sit there and we try and ask you questions around what are your goals for this year?
Sure.
Right? Are you going to go to a disposition? Do you want this to look great on pro forma? Mm-hmm. Maybe you want a little bit less coverage, right? Yeah. You're willing to take that risk as you go through the market process.
Okay.
Maybe NOI is actually looking great. And yep. this year, you don't want insurance to be something that keeps you up at night. Maybe you're going to go a little bit less of a deductible, right? And you want more coverage. You
sure.
can sleep well at night knowing that you've got the disposable income coming in to actually cover the spread there. So
yep.
those are the things that we try and do. And then hopefully the owner feels really empowered by that experience that they made that decision at the end of the day for their insurance coverage.
Yep. No, that's great. One thing that comes to mind to me is what's the right time, right? Like if someone's coming to you or onto the platform of OB and saying like, all right, I'm interested in looking at my insurance options. Like when I do a lease, it comes up for renewal and you know, okay, like this is the right time. Or maybe midway, you're like, you know what? Growing a little bit, I need to look at this now. Is there a right time or a wrong time or just an ideal time for someone to come to you or come to OB and look at it?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it depends. If you got a small single family rental or you got a small, you know, residential portfolio, you can shop with OB. We've built it in a way where, you know, you can come and check prices whenever you want. Right? Yeah. It's not going to change that much. You can sit on your couch on a Saturday morning and buy insurance from us without having to talk to anybody and spend that time. Most insurance carriers are going to get you the renewals out within probably about 30 days, 20 days of that renewal. They don't give you a lot of time because they're also hoping that you don't shop.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
And so, you know, around that time is a good time to actually do that. If you have a little bit more of a complex portfolio or a complex asset, you know, sending it to somebody like OB or just a broker that specializes in this space, a good 60 to 90 days prior to the renewal.
Okay.
Right? That allows you to get some sense of like market pricing. Where do we think pricing is going to land just generally in the market? What did you have forecasted on your P&L and on your pro forma for the year?
For sure.
Let's gut check that. And then the third thing that I say is, you know, the best time to also look at insurance is the moment that you are looking to put in an LOI on a property. And the reason being is the way insurance is built right now, no agent, no broker, no carrier is going to spend the time getting you those quotes on something that you might not actually purchase. Right? Mm-hmm. It's not worth their time. They're not going to pull all the resources, get you a bindable rate only for you to say, "Hey, our LOI wasn't accepted."
Yep.
Right? Like they don't have the bandwidth for that. But that's the beauty of technology. We've built this and we market it in a way to say, "Hey, listen, as you're underwriting these deals, as you're seeing what the, you know, the investment sales broker put on the offering memorandum, if you're looking at what the seller's been paying for insurance, come to OB and check out the price."
Yeah.
Right? There's nobody on the back end. It's computers.
Okay.
Right? So take a look, see what that looks like. Gut check it against you know, what is always a best case scenario inside of that offering memorandum. That's what I always tell folks is like get ahead of it, whether that's before your renewal or before you go hard on cash inside of an LOI, to make sure that you've actually, you know, you're actually going to be able to pencil this out the way that you thought you were going to.
It sounds like it's easy, right? Like it's one of those things you just build it into your process of, all right, I need to go and look at it now so that you have it up front and you have the information.
That's the exact purpose, is to make it as easy as possible, because my feeling is the overall sentiment of the insurance market is that like it's a pain to do. Right. My auto insurance renewal is coming up soon and I don't even want to do it. Right. But like, if I can make this process a little bit easier, then if I'm your resource to go to, as you mentioned, as you're going through that process, you're working with your lender, you go hard on cash on an LOI, you get it accepted, you're going to move through that closing process. If OB can be that ally and that advocate and that resource for you, then I believe that also generates a good amount of like customer trust and customer loyalty.
Sure.
Right? You don't have to continuously shop with a bunch of different agents. You don't have to have them all compete against each other. We make that process as easy as possible. And as of even this year, we now offer our product to independent insurance agents. Mm. So it's not just folks that come to our website.
Yeah.
We've made it really easy for the folks that otherwise really work hard in this industry.
Yep.
Right. We always knew that the insurance agent, the insurance broker in the space, they were never going anywhere.
Yeah.
So what can we do to make their life easy and easier? Because when they have a choice of going to OB, where they can instantly bind this rate, they can pull as many options for their clients as they want versus the other incumbents that exist out there. I think we build that loyalty amongst that base as well. And we can continue to build, I think, a collective business in the otherwise, I think, very large, but as you'll understand, and most of your listeners, probably a very small real estate investment community.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, what's really interesting to me also is that, you know, here at Bradford Allen, we've got a bunch of brokers. We've got an investment group. We've got property management, and like insurance comes up a lot, right? So if you're working on a lease on the tenant side, you know, you're going through a lease and you always say, send this to your insurance provider. You know, if you're on the owner side, obviously you're buying a building, you need insurance on the property management. So it's everywhere. And just the idea of, we need to build it into our process. Let's check out OB, or suggest to our clients, there's this great platform. It's really easy. Go and do it.
And you know, it's so true. When Ryan and I got started, we started out with channel partners. So even though our independent agent channel is brand new, our bread and butter, probably 95% of the business that we have came from lenders or property managers.
Okay.
Because we went into that space and we said, all right, how is insurance a pain point? And so this is, the beauty of technology. All of your listeners, all of the folks here at Bradford Allen, you're used to knowing what that building's insurance requirements are, yep. or the lender's requirements, or Fannie and Freddie's requirements, or Arbor, whoever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that during that process, yeah, you want that buyer or that, you know, that tenant to send it off to their insurance agent, but you don't want to get to the closing table, or you don't want to sign that lease and find out, oh, the insurance is wrong, right? Everybody's waiting yeah. for the COI.
Yeah.
And so what we did is we started actually going out to these big lenders and we said, if we embedded the OB quoting experience in your flow, we can hard code your requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take one of our partners, Kiavi, right? Probably one of the largest private single family rental lenders in the space. They won't accept less than $1 million in general liability coverage,
yep.
right? They have a very specific mortgagee clause that they have mm-hmm. that needs to go on that policy. We just hard coded that in there.
Yeah.
So if you went through, Ben, and you said, hey, I'm going to buy this duplex. I'm getting debt from Kiavi. Oh, they sent me this link from OB where it's connected to them. They get credit for it. You're not going to see any options in our quote.
It's automatic.
That aren't going to be compliant.
Yeah.
And so Kiavi knows that, oh, Ben closed with OB. We don't even need to send this to our insurance verification department. It's already compliant.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's the beauty of it, because then they, you know, it continues to build that community of trust amongst yeah. all the different stakeholders that exist inside the real estate
sure.
vertical.
Sure. So when did you start the company?
So we started this company out of a closet, basically, back in late 2017, early 2018.
Okay. So about 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
So it seems like you've had quite a bit of success in these 6-7 years. So what are you excited about as you kind of look into 24 and 25 and beyond?
I would say that the thing now is, how do we take what we've built primarily in this residential space and yeah. how do we start to expand it?
Okay.
Right. Our lender partners, our property management partners, right? Even, you know, you mentioned Bradford Allen does property management. They probably don't just limit it to maybe office, maybe just industrial or just right, one sure. of these verticals. You guys do a multitude of different types of assets.
Mm-hmm.
And so we already have those partners and we already have the infrastructure built. So now it's about saying, all right, we've done this really well. We've built this toolbox. What are the other real estate verticals that we can start going into yeah. to have the exact same impact? So can we do this in small office? Can we do it in small retail? Can we yeah. do it in small industrial? Sure. Can we do self-storage, right? How do we take those repeatable processes with the lenders and the property managers that work in a multitude of verticals and apply the exact same type of buying experience?
Yeah. All right. Very cool. Anything that's like kind of a concern to you as you also look, like, are there any red flags you're like, might be tough to do this as I look into the future?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing, you know, anybody that's in the real estate space right now, any of your listeners, you know, insurance has become a hardening market over the last couple of years,
yeah.
right? Investors have loved the Southeast for a very long time. They've loved Florida, the population growth, the weather, the climate, the business opportunity that exists there.
Yeah.
The insurance is brutal, right? And so you look at these folks and you look at the opportunity that exists out there. You're looking at what the prior owner has paid on insurance. Those different markets throughout the U.S., that's always going to be our concern, right? Is how do we learn from the incumbent carriers and their mistakes that they've had? And how do we expand our product in a way that's going to be responsible so we can continue to provide insurance, you know, to folks inside of Florida or yeah. inside of Southeast Texas, right? The Harris County, Katy, Texas, Houston, been a really, really popular market for real estate investors over the last couple yeah. of years. Brutal for insurance, right? So those are the things that, you know, always concern OB. We're fortunate that we have plenty of insurance capacity right now. We've avoided a lot of these pitfalls.
Mm-hmm.
But as we become more popular, as we start to expand, how do we do this in a responsible way? So that way the fruits of our efforts, at least in terms of distributing and distribution of this product, don't really get lost on the fact that, you know, Florida constantly gets hit by a hurricane,
yep,
right?
Or sure.
Southeast Texas. How do we do this in a good, responsible way so we can continue to be there for real estate investors for the next 3, 5, 7, 10 years?
That's awesome and very cool. If someone's looking for insurance, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Best way is directly through the website. So it's obinsurance.com, obieinsurance.com. People can always email me as well. It's aaron@obinsurance.com.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on today. Really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. This is great.
All right, thanks. Thanks again for listening to today's Dine with Ben podcast. As always, if you want to reach out to me, you can reach me at 773-562-5263 or by email at bazulay@bradfordallen.com. That's bradfordallen.com. Thanks again for listening, and everyone, have a great day.